This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We are live from McDonald's in Lithonia on Evans Mill Road. It has been lively out here. Gordon is keeping us on air out here. Dylan is running things back at the station. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're making people late for work today.
Yeah, we might have got a couple people in trouble.
Co-workers are spotting each other in here.
My man said, are y'all hiring? I might need a job soon.
being somewhere and your boss walking in. If you're at and you're like, why ain't you at work? Why ain't you at work?
Same reason. Yeah. We're going to be out here for a few more minutes. If you are in the area, please stop by. It's the McDonald's off of Evans Mill Road. Very easy to locate. And throughout the entire show today, we've been unpacking the preseason game for tonight. You guys only have a few hours off before you got to get back to it, start working on some things. So what are some things we haven't talked about today, or did we miss anything running through everything?
Yeah, Allie, they say two-a-days are banned. That's not true, not in this line of work. We're excited to obviously get back on tonight. You can hear Bo and myself starting at 5 o'clock on the Falcons Radio Network and right here on 92.9 The Game as we bring you live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And look, there's obviously matchups, but I think there's personnel situations, position battles. I don't think we'll see like Ronnie Harrison or CJ Henderson tonight, but there's position battles to be talked about. But from an operational standpoint, Easton Stick looked great. The third down conversions did not. I think every incompletion last week was a third or a fourth down, if I'm not mistaken. So I want to see the third downs continue to advance, and I got to see some semblance of a running game tonight that makes me think that the twos on that offensive line, the running backs, everything else involved in that can get something done on the ground, because it didn't feel like we were able to go anywhere last week on the ground. That leads to some long third down conversions and operationally not able to get in the end zone very much.
Isn't it crazy how different both sides of the ball are? Like when you talk about offense in preseason football in a game like this where you know you're not playing, you're starting 11, right? Or 12, even if you put Algier in there. And,
sure.
And 13 if you want to put Warner in there, because you Warner in both pits. But in defense, you're going to see guys that could get starts during the year that are going to be regularly used in rotation. But in offense, it's not that way. So when I think – and that everything you named are absolutely – things that we need to see how they develop. But I'm over here looking at, like, I wonder how much D'Angelo Malone's going to play tonight. TQ Graham, sure. Laquelle Absolutely. London, Kentavious Street. Like, and, you know, you heard Arch about some of the rotations. Because these guys can just they rotate more. I'll tell you, I'm really going to be interested in seeing Clark Phillips and Lamar Jackson tonight, because if C.J. Henderson was brought in here to be on the 53, are one of those guys in trouble now?
Yeah, that's a good call.
I don't know. I'm not saying it's true, but could it be?
No, and I know, and I think we all you look at it and you go, man, I didn't really see that. Remember when they signed Henry Black and Raheem Morris was like, yeah, we're addressing depth issues at the safety position. And you're like, I thought that was one of the deepest parts of the team. What are we talking about? You know, and so I think there is something to that. I also think that what you're pointing to tells the story of where the Falcons are at on both sides of the ball, right? It's an offense that returned a lot of starters, almost all of them, as a matter of fact. And Michael Penix and Ryan Neuzel can honestly kind of be included in that group. But you talk about what the offense was at the end of last year, it's the same people. Defensively, not so much. Grady Jarrett's not here. Obviously, you've drafted a couple of edge rushers. You expect more out of Brandon Dorlus and Ruka Roro. You know, you're not going to see A.J. Terrell and Mike Hughes or Jesse Bates, but that's because those guys are returning starters. There's a lot more turnover defensively, and you add that to the fact that Jeff Ulbricht is here in year one, and it's like, okay, there's a lot more things to work out, a lot more kinks to work out defensively tonight as those groups take the field.
Yeah, and Braylon Trice is another name.
Yeah, exactly.
It feels like, you know, Khalid Kareem is a guy that early in camp looked like he was really locked. Like, yeah, he's a lock. All right. I don't know anymore.
Impossible.
And you look at some guys that we've seen make plays. Like, Laquelle London was the guy that came in here. I believe his first year was 21 or 22 here that he bounced around in here. And you were having to rely on him to be an impact player when he – that's not necessarily his forte, right?
Right.
He's a rotation guy.
I agree.
Now he's a guy that is popping in with other guys, and you're seeing a play here or there, and you're like, dude, I would hate to lose a guy that I know could pop in and give me 10 plays a game and maybe make one or two plays.
Yeah. And isn't it indicative of the way we feel like he's played that the signings we've had during camp, Henry Black, Ronnie Harrison, C.J. Henderson – we haven't really talked about anybody up front. We haven't talked about a signing of a defensive tackle here midway through training camp. So it's like, you know, I'm starting to look. When you start to read between the lines here a little bit, you feel like they feel good about players like Laquelle London, TQ Graham. You know, there's been some question about David Onyemata standing with everything, but obviously Ruka Roro. Brandon Dorlus to me has been one of the stories of not camp, but the last week.
Yeah.
He pops last week in the preseason game and all week against the Titans this week. Seems to be feeling a little bit more comfortable.
Well, and I said D'Angelo Malone, right? Mm-hmm. But are him and Josh Woods engaged in a battle? I personally know Josh Woods looked phenomenal last Friday. But, you know, they obviously drafted J.D. Bertrand, and when he was healthy, he played. And he played – I thought he was good. I don't know if he – you know,
He was fine. He wasn't overmatched. Yeah. He was fine.
I feel like Josh Woods gets there a little bit quicker. But J.D. Bertrand was—he said fine. That's got you relied on him at points last year when Troy Anderson was down. So there's just guys that you think are kind of have been on this roster before that might not be on it, and it's no fault of their own. It's just where the roster is now at, how much more talented it is.
I'll back that up, and then we're gonna get live squid in just a minute. But when you start talking about J.D. Bertrand and D'Angelo Malone. And those, because D'Angelo is playing inside linebacker now for nobody that's kept up with it. He's a guy that was an edge, and he's a special teams ace, and so now he's an inside linebacker and playing off the ball. I just wonder what their long-term standing is with this team. I mean, I think it's a good question to ask. I think that when you look at Jalen Walker, eventually you expect him to play off the ball. Caden Ellis is a guy who is your defensive leader, who isn't a contract year. Josh Woods is playing extremely well. Divine Diablo you just signed, and it's like, there's going to – on the defensive side of the ball, we just named like 30 or 40 people. There's going to be some shock cuts at some point. You can't keep everybody. And you look at it and go, I just wonder what the standing is long term for some of these guys.
Well, and then you go to some guys like, you know, Malik Verdin and Nick Kubitz, and they were good players in college. I just don't know where they fit in.
Yeah.
I don't even know where they fit in if they obviously they like them and they wouldn't be here, but where do they even fit in on a practice squad situation? You just don't know, and it's unfortunately a numbers game. The other thing we haven't talked about, Allie, that I think we have to mention really quick is the kicking situation.
Sure.
Lenny Krieg kicked Friday night,
yep.
And everything I've been told, and what, you know, me and Shock had told us the other day, that Koo will be the guy this week.
Yep.
Because it's more of a rhythm thing, and let them go out and treat it like a game. Krieg was good, and then he missed. He had a long kick, could have went maybe 60, but then he missed with a 53-yarder. And then what? Koo, it's going to be an important night for Younghoe Koo. I think Koo's a leg up, pun intended,
yeah, fair enough.
In the kicking game right now. But
I think it's a fair point, man. I think that's something that I expected both of them to be dressed out last week, and then kind of the fallout is like, well, you want as a kicker to kind of get in a rhythm like you were talking about, like Shock was talking about. So I'll have my eyes peeled on that as well. A lot of those kind of storylines tonight for sure.
All right, Dylan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, I always talk about the W sauce by Baron Burton's. I had a gentleman come up, Cooper came up to me today and said, "Hey man, I'm a big barbecue guy. He builds grills out of like propane tanks.
Man.
Like the big propane tanks, you know, like sit in like a yard or on a farm or something.
Yeah, weld that thing on a trailer.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you something. The stick burner he showed me, that's what a lot of people call fire pits and wood burning. And it was, dude, I don't know, I couldn't have pulled it. It looked like he was pulling a tractor trailer. But he was like, "So is that W sauce any good?" I was like, "Dude, it'll change your life. Absolutely. Take it from me." Anyways, I did the tease earlier that said, if you could hang out with a Heisman Trophy winner, who would it be? And some people did not understand the assignment and just yelled out names, Mike.
What did I not understand?
That you weren't supposed to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay.
But you said Mark Ingram, which is your teammate.
Yeah.
Former teammate.
Sure.
And I think a friend of yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Johnny Manziel, who has for years he kind of just boycotted the event. I don't know. I think there was some hard feelings with him and some people, and he was also kind of a train wreck.
The Reggie Bush thing. Remember him? Kind of like,
yeah, that's
like,
right.
Okay.
So he went on this Mostly Sports podcast, and they asked him the question. They're like, "Hey, you know what? When you attend the ceremony, like, who do you look forward to seeing?" And his answer even surprised me. I did not expect to see these two guys hanging out, the guy that he said.
Hmm.
His answer, I'm going to give the full quote, because the first part of his answer, you're like, "I can see that." And then he does the about face. He goes, "Ricky," talking about Ricky Williams, "is always a really, really good one. But the guy who flies under the radar but is the best time always has been, and everybody in the Heisman fraternity will tell you this, Doug Flutie. Doug Flutie is the guy."
What?
I never in a million years thought that I could go to. I think Johnny still drinks. I don't think he's the guy that quits.
Vegas stuff. Sober or California sober?
Yeah. California sober. If you don't know what that is, look it up. But I would never expect to walk to a bar in New York near the downtown, was it New York Athletic Club or whatever it is that has a Heisman Trophy, and see Johnny Manziel and Doug Flutie sitting there, sipping suds together. Never would have expected that.
That is a random pairing. Look, you could have gone a million different ways. The only thing that would have been more odd than that maybe is if he was like, yeah, I like hanging out with Tim Tebow.
That would have been.
See that one.
They won theirs pretty closely together, too.
Right. Yeah, about, 4 years apart, I believe.
I don't know what he's like now, but I can tell you back, 15 years ago, I would have loved to hang out with Steve Spurrier. Just, you talk about story. I talked about story time with Arch.
Yeah.
Give me story time with
and you just
with
know he's
with
an
the
open
old ball
book.
Coach.
You just know he's an open book.
I guarantee there ain't nobody he won't talk about, give you the he's one of those guys, like, don't tell nobody this, but and then tell you everything. And he probably does it with everybody he meets. Just me and you talking? Yeah, man, no. And he just goes in and he probably does it with everybody he meets.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Well, that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, Gordon, myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. Thanks so much to the city of Lithonia for coming out to see us today at the McDonald's on Evans Mill Road. We love you. Skip's okay. Just kidding.
Shots fired.
Wow.
Just kidding. Thank you so much for having us today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta. Pew, pew. They didn't outlaw it here.
Lithonia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.